Greetings and welcome to TIU Radio. Today's date is Sunday, 18th of January in the year 2008. I'm your host, Ogner, for the InfoUnderground.com. I'll be joined very shortly by returning guest, Darrell Bradford-Smith from IamTheWitness.com, and his busy man, he's been doing lots of recordings. And we're going to start off with a little YouTube clip that I recorded from Ry Dawson. Instead of the music, there's so much information and I don't have time to play any music. We'll straight away into Ry Dawson.
Well, I would have said this earlier, but I was banned on YouTube for 2 weeks because I showed videos about Palestine prior to the invasion of Gaza. I was trying to get the word out, but I got censored along with many, many other patriots. But here's what I wanted to say about the war. I think it's rather amazing that Israel can invade Gaza and the entire world goes against them aside from the U.S. and the U.S. media. The entire U.N. can vote one way, and the U.S. will vote by itself, using its veto power, on behalf of Israel to block anything that would prevent Israel from doing everything it wants. How is it that all these TV programs and newspapers from Japan to the UK can show what is actually happening in Palestine and condemn Israel for its aggression, and yet not one talking head or newspaper in the US can blame Israel for its occupation? Instead, they all blame Hamas, saying Hamas fired rockets. Thus, Israel needs to take in F-16s and Apache helicopters and blow up billions of dollars worth of infrastructure and kill people at random.
Darrell, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Ogner. It's always interesting to have conversations with you on the these important subjects, my friend.
That's our buddy there, Ry Dawson from Ry's Two Cents Forum. Very smart kid. Must actually get him on very soon. Be good to get hear you on with him soon. I know you've had some problems down the years during the Hofschmidt era, but I think that those days are long gone. A very smart guy, and it was true. I remember him telling me on Skype a couple of weeks ago that all of a sudden, prior to this genocide by the Jews on the Palestinians, that they banned him on YouTube, and he found that very strange. Kind of psyops. The Israeli Jew. Well, the thing is, someone tried to correct me today, and they said, "Well, why do you keep saying Jews and it's Israel?" And I said, "Well, you know, that's my point." I said, "They've banned the Muslim parties from running in the next election. That's their democracy. The Arabs, the Israeli Arabs, are up in arms. They're protesting and demonstrating every day during the 21-day onslaught genocide. The Christians seem to have taken the stance along with the Palestinians in strong support. So that only leaves maybe some atheists, I'm not so sure, Darrell, and the rest are Jews. And I know some people say, well, I prefer you to say Israeli, but Israeli in this case is wrong, in my opinion, is the wrong word to use.
Well, you know, I spoke to Mohammed Rafiq recently about the different groups within Judaism and how they've all been corralled together by the Chabad Lubavitch. The Lubavitch has been very active over the last 60 years trying to get rid of opposition against Zionism and against the Israeli state. You know, but when they formed Israel back at the turn of the last century in on paper and got the British to do all their dirty work for them by setting up protectorate, if you'll allow, in Palestine, and they got them to defeat the caliphate in World War I, it set the stage for these criminals in Eastern Europe and in the Western banking elite to put a structure in place that got rid of the Jewish opposition to Zionism. So there are very few voices in the Jewish community left that don't want these people taking advantage of the world. Now, there are some voices out there, and then there are Jewish people who are finally waking up to the fact that they've been lied to, and you can see them taking to the streets. Tens of thousands of Jews in Israel have been protesting this incursion into Gaza. So there are a lot of Jews within Israel that have had enough of this crime wave as well. But the world is starting to wake up, including many people in the Jewish community, and I'm hoping that these horrors that they're inflicting on people are waking up more people every moment, from inside, because they can't survive if they lose their base. And this is one of the things that I've hoped for from the beginning. If they erode their own support, these people are done for. Now, here's the thing, Noel. The truth about this people, these people's crime wave, once people wake up to it, even if they're Jewish, can't support it. Nobody can support this. The reason why most Jews have become Zionists is because they've been lied to, like the rest of us. We've got over 30 million Americans who are Zionists, and they're Christian.
Yep.
They've been lied to. The point I'm trying to make here is, once you get the lie cleared up, you can't support it anymore, because you see clearly what these people are. They're monsters.
Yeah, I've been reading into these... there are these Christian Zionists in America and the Schofield Bible, and a lot of my research seems to come back to the Schofield Bible and
yep.
the interpretation and the modifications that were made in that,
yep.
and we ended up with these 30 million lulas that if they ever woke up and see what they're doing supporting Israel, you know, supporting people like Hagee. I'm outraged at this guy getting up on TV and we have to save Israel, we have to support Israel. We've 50 million unemployed or 50 million uninsured or under the poverty line in America. The economy is going down the tube, and here we have someone, we have to send more free money to Israel.
Well, you're right about the Schofield Bible. Let me handle that first. The Bible text in the Schofield Bible, from everything I understand about it, was not changed. What they did was they interpreted in the margins of what you were reading. They gave you their own take on the passages you were reading, and pastors around the United States who signed on to this agenda began to describe the text of the Bible in the terms that were put into it by the Schofield rewrite on the margins. What that did was gave birth to people like Falwell, like Pat Robertson with the 700 Club, like Hagee, and so many others. Now, they still carry a very large number of Christians, even more than there are Jews in the world. So when we talk about Zionism, it's not accurate just to say Zionist Jews. We have to say Zionists, because much of the support and much of the power they generate in the United States come from the Christian community itself. This is why we need to have a mass education of people inside, because they cannot survive once their deception is made known. And what we're doing now is working against the clock here, Noel, to teach these people that what they've been following is a lie, both in the Jewish community and in the Christian community. However, let me add something. The Jews themselves, they're always going to be Jews that do not give up their belief system. They just will not. Then there'll be others who are afraid to. Then there'll be others that are adherent just because they want to feel tribal about their affiliations. And you won't change those people. But if we can get 15 or 20% solid against them from their own community, you're going to see these people start to deteriorate and fall by the wayside, I believe.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I'm just going to read a quote there from Haaretz. Israel using Holocaust guilt to continue Gazop, says British Jewish MP. I'll read you another one. New Zealand pub bans Israelis over Gaza protest. I'm reading it all over the world. There's a huge, huge momentum. The people are finally picking up that these people are, I don't know the proper word, Darrell, and I probably don't want to use any foul language. It would be a lot easier for me to use some foul language to describe some of these psychopaths.
Yes, that's accurate. Psychopaths.
I have a question here. You saw there, Darrell, we were talking prior to the show about Tony Benny. I know he's been a prior guest on your show, and you gave him a little bit of hassle, and he goes halfway. These are all the guys, and the guys like George Galloway that are up there on Trafalgar Square, and they're protesting anti-war every time. I just don't trust these people, especially this guy George Galloway. I don't trust this guy one bit, one of these fake similar to the 9/11 truth movement leaders, which have where are they all gone to?
Well, he doesn't see. Now, Galloway is, I think, a little different than some of the others, and I'll tell you why. Galloway doesn't have a built-in organization that he leads, and he only gives sound bites in his work. he speaks around these issues quite well, actually. And the last speech he gave in the House of Commons was devastating. And he even brought up the Balfour signings, which let everybody know that this was a Zionist-British collaboration. And it was a very damning piece of work that he did. However, because he's got a profile, I think he is afraid to come out and say Zionist Jews. I think he just doesn't have that next step. But you know what? You don't need to go much farther these days, because I think anybody that saw that clip knew who he was talking about. Now, that's not necessarily true about some others. You know, Alex Jones, again, on the other hand, he actually will move you away from the Zionist Jews with rhetoric. He will say that, oh, well, they're an element within the problem, but they're not the problem. But the fact of the matter is, every single bit of evidence in the world points to these people controlling all of it. And yet, he, during the worst week, he should be broadcasting, during the worst week we've had in the world in the last 50 years, leading up to a World War III, if you follow the news reports, he takes a week off because he does not want to get caught having to destroy having to destroy his own lies. And the lies he's telling are very telling. The fact is, Noel, right now we are on the cusp or on the verge of an all-out, full-scale war in the Middle East set up by a false flag terror event that they seem to be fomenting right now as we speak. And there could be no more critical time for the truth to be known. And there's 150 to 200,000 people in the world that follow that piece of crap, Alex Jones, and they don't know the truth because of it. And that means that this guy is a lying Judeo shill, and has been from the start. And anybody who can't see that now is stupid. And that's what I got to tell everybody who follows that moron, Alex Jones. You're stupid. Pull your head out of that dark place. Get your head fixed on straight and start learning the real facts so we can put a stop to these people.
Well, I'd actually put it a slightly different. His supporters need to get some cojones and actually... They've heard everything that we've had to say. None of them are able to prove anything against our rhetoric of Zionists running the banking system, the politicians, the lobbyists, that the Zionists in Israel were going to massacre the Palestinians. I was saying it weeks before this ever happened. We knew it was going to be a brutal, brutal attack. But I was reading their post on my own forums, Sarah, theinfounderground.com. One of your very previous guests there, Gerald Celente.
Yep.
You had him on there a few weeks, interesting guy. He's reporting there, date 15 January 2009, that this could ignite World War III. And this guy has been spot on the money, I think, for about 20 years, geopolitically and financially.
Yep. Well, but here's the problem with Gerald. On my show, he actually, and I knew that if I said anything to him, he'd have hung up on me. He also will not talk about Zionist Judaism. The fact of the matter, he says, if I went there with him during the conversation, he would. Anybody who went that way, he won't do business with. He won't work with them. The fact is, this guy does tell the truth, but he picks around the edges, just like Tony Benn, just like Galloway, just like so many others. But if you're knowledgeable in these facts, he's telling you a lot of stuff. This is one of the things I found it with Nader. Now Nader ran like heck when I put him on the carpet for it, and I, you know, I've had opportunities to do Cynthia McKinney as well, and I don't know what to do about the facts on the ground here, because people are afraid. They're afraid of getting assassinated.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, no, I got to tell you, these people will murder you for this stuff, and I've already put my neck on the chopping block and said, hey. What do we have to lose? They're going to kill us all anyway if they get the chance. What do we have to lose here? There's going to be mass starvation. There's going to be mass bankruptcies and unemployment and just misery. The misery index is going to spike like you've never known in your lifetime. Everybody out there listening, it is going to be horrific. And it's time everybody just threw down right now and said, I've had enough. Where do we start? Where do we go? What do we do?
Oh yes, sir. What is the? Oof, oh, you know, I'm you know, I'm trying to, I think, you know, part of this is trying to explain to people around you that you run into in on a daily basis. I'm not an anti-Semite, and I'm not afraid to defend my positions, even, you know, with Jewish people I meet, my neighbors, one of the families next door to me is a Jewish family, but I mean, they're not, supporting Zionism, from what I can see. However, there is this other gullible, similar to all the Jews that bought into communism, Daryl, in the 20s and 30s, and then went on to have kids in the 40s, 50s and 60s, that actually do, in a way, by supporting communism, are supporting a lesser level of Zionism.
That is true, and see, again, this is an education problem, and
absolutely.
What I'm finding, well, what I'm fearing right now, though, is we don't have time to educate the people. We're running out of time here. What I said months ago, years ago, was that this was a race against time, that we needed to educate the masses so that we would have a cascading effect of truth around the world. What has ended up happening is we've fallen a bit short here on the education process, although these people have handed us an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Whether or not this opportunity is going to blossom into an explosion of people becoming educated is another thing altogether. I'm not so sure we have the time. If, in fact, we can get this thing really underway, this is the only hope we have of taking it back. People keep saying, you're talking about guns. My talk about guns is on a defensive level here. What I see coming is breakdown of social order. And if you've socked away some food in your house, you're going to become a target of your neighbors who didn't. And they've got guns. If you don't have guns, you don't have a prayer of protecting your own food supply, your own wife and daughter, or your wife and young son, or your elderly parents, or anything. My point is, when these people invite, these criminals at the top invite Chinese troops in, or Mexican troops in, or Russian troops into the country to start taking America by force, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand there and put your hands up, or are you going to shoot these people down in the streets? How about when they start ordering the military from the United States onto the roadways? That is against the law by American standards. You can't do that in America, posse comitatus.
Daryl, that's only a goddamn piece of paper. Bush said that himself. It's just a goddamn piece of paper.
It isn't to the gun holders of America. I think they should perch themselves on their rooftops and start voting against the action with their bullets and say, I don't care if you're an American soldier. You have no business on my roadway. Go back to your base. Or go back and disarm yourself. The only people that are allowed to be a military organization on the several states of America are militias, and that militia is in the call to militia is in the Constitution. That is a militia made up of civilian men, and not military men. And there's no place in the Constitution that gives the military the right to post themselves on the streets of America. And if any military that does that, wearing an American uniform, needs to be shot in the streets.
Absolutely. I was just reading one there, Daryl, just before I switched topics to Ireland, a false flag again today in Gaza, where they found the IDF soldiers dressing up as Hamas guerrilla fighters, freedom fighters, during this ceasefire. And the story gets pulled from Harris, but a few of us got the story. I mean, these people during the elections, I've been noticing it. Normally, if you have a link to Harris and you go there a year later, you'll still find the same story. You'll see the last edited time and date. They've completely... the rest of the world is up in arms against these people, but they do control the media. Anyone that doesn't believe that has got their head, I don't know where they have it stuck somewhere. That to see that we have riots outside of BBC in Scotland during the week for their absolutely outrageous pro-Zionist coverage of the war. Yet in the alternative media, which we're part of, we can see pictures of dead babies and mothers. shoulders and legs and heads are absolutely worse than anything the Nazis ever are supposed to have done. I seen that someone put up an interesting photo blog. You can get on Wake Up From Your Slumber. It's around. I've seen it posted around a few days ago.
That's coming from a Jew named Finkelstein, and you've heard of him.
Yeah, Norman Finkelstein and the Holocaust industry. Darren, what were your thoughts on those photos comparing, you know, side by side? You'd see a little boy who's supposed to be a little Jew, and then you see a little boy who's a Palestinian, I mean, modern day photo from a couple of days ago with an IDF soldier, a terrorist, pointing a gun at him, and then you say, well, you know, this happened to us in 1942, and then here they are in 2009 doing the very same thing.
Well, what breaks my heart is that little Palestinian boy may in fact still be alive, ducking bombs and bullets as we speak, and or he may have just lost his sister or seen his father blown up, or his mother might have a bullet through her shoulder, or he might see a brain coming out of her head laying on the ground in front of him. That's what worries me. Those pictures that he puts beside the Nazi stuff, those Nazi photographs, those people are dead already. The people on the right side of that may be still witnessing the horrors, and that's the real crime here, because this is going on as we speak. And so these young children are being absolutely horrifically terrorized and even murdered as we speak in real time. And the gravity that needs to be understood, putting photographs beside each other is great to make a single point. But the point I get from it is that this is an ongoing thing on the right column. The right column of Palestine atrocities is happening now. And where's the outrage? Where are the people? We need to take... This should topple governments around the world. This should be enough for people to say, you haven't signed on to resisting these criminals. You need to go today. You've got to leave office. You have no right to be representing me, because I don't want this being done in my name, and you're not speaking out against it. So you shouldn't be leading my country. Where are the statesmen? Where are the people? Where's the public? Where's the outrage, Noel?
Well, Darrell, you know me, I'm fairly outraged. I'm trying to control myself here. I would put it down to, I'm reading here one from Boston.com that the Jews love to, on their little loudspeaker or megaphone, love attacking blogs on Boston.com. And there was a one there about the truth about the Hamas mission. It was a planted Jewish story, Zionist story. And you can always pick out the paid agent in there. And one guy, you know, Paul saying, you know, how can you do this? You're killing young boys and girls and moms and grandmoms, and you're just despicable people, and then, you know, you're haunting us with the Nazis and the Holocaust and reparations. But this guy wrote, and I just read this guy, a post by a guy called Know Thyself, January 18th. I'm saddened by the extreme position and fierce language of the post, he's on with this particular article. The situation is terribly, and then in brackets, and I use the word deliberately, complicated, with plenty of blame, justification, and reading of history to go around. And we have all of these people around the world. Even one of my best buddies here, he will go out there and post sort of crap like this during a genocide, and saying, oh, well, you know, it's not only the Israelis. Hold on, they have a concentration camp. They just finished building their big wall. They have American F-15, F-16. They have the high these new dupe weapons. I was reading the actual description of these high explosive weapons, phosphorus going in. Well, I mean, that's a war crime. And people are... Darrell, I don't think the problem is people aren't mad. People I'm seeing are mad. What it isn't, yep, is that just is we have too much of the Zionist media saying, well, yeah, and people are saying, okay, let's go back to sleep. I think people have been aroused, have been woken up to these extremist Zionist Jews, what they're capable of. And what I would say is they want to start with Iran, mix Russia in, and for our European listeners, Darrell, including ourselves here in mid-Europe, you know, if something goes off between the Middle East and Russia, we're right in the middle of it, and nothing would suit these people better than to bury this financial absolute disaster with a new world war, World War III, and then they'll have a Bretton Woods 2 or 3 in 4 years, when they have us all scrounging for food and everything you've ever worked for, your pensions and then your homes and cars, or you know, whatever you've had, whatever you've worked for 10, 20, 30, 40 years will be erased by these criminals. And then in a couple of years after, they let the war go on, they'll make money and they'll make shekels from both sides of the war, and then in the end we have exactly like we had in World War after World War One, World War Two, Darrell. We have the international Jewish bankers stepping in to bail everybody out yet again, but with conditions.
Here's what I see. Look, this whole thing of this financial thing is run by Zionist Jews. It's intentional. That's all I can tell you. They were given plenty of time to set it up. The Glass-Steagall Act was set up to fleece the world.
Yeah.
The free money that they pumped in, they knew what they were doing, building a big bubble under Greenspan, that criminal. And then they pulled the plug on the system. It's being used to consolidate their control over major businesses. You're seeing companies come out like this new Avia company from Norwich Union over in Britain. It's a Rothschild bank being set up. They've got new companies being formed all over the place that are under the Zionist Rothschild company structure. They're trying to buy up the world at pennies on the dollar. They're trying to implode world businesses, and they're forcing everybody into poverty so they will accept any solution these crooks come up with later. And they're going to do it on the heels of a terrible war, and they're going to do it on the heels of a terrible famine, and on the heels of a terrible upset in communities. And it's going to be fighting in the streets and just anarchy in places. And there's going to be draconian measures being meted out by governments that have gone along with these criminals from the beginning because they're controlled at the top by Zionist Jews. This is what's happening in our world as we speak. We knew it was coming, though. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You know, none of us could have examined these facts and known how desperate it would all be. You could imagine it in your mind, but it pales in comparison to reality once you see it underway. You know, if they start doing to Gaza, to the rest of the world, what they've done to Gaza, and they will, you are not going to imagine the kinds of horrors to see. It's going to be just awful. And you know, look at Nortel. Mohammed Rafik brought up in my file with him. I did yesterday. It's $250 billion company bankrupt, and we're talking 30,000 employees. One sweep, boom, gone. The misery index is going to go through the roof. You're not even going to imagine it. And we've been screaming this stuff. You have, I have. So many people have been yelling it. Ry Dawson's been saying it. We've all been screaming it. Now it's here. What do we do now? What do we say now? Where do we go from now, from here, unless it's just to educate everybody, go out and scream in the streets and say, look, you got to listen to what I'm saying here.
Well, Darrell, my views are getting more and more extreme. We have on Tuesday, we have a very special occasion. It'll be my anniversary with my partner Anne. So, and apparently Obama is coming into power, but that's minor in my opinion. We also
congratulations on your relationship. For everything I know, and I've known you some time now, this is a wonderful, wonderful person you've got in your life, and congratulations.
And she doesn't have any brothers or cousins, Darrell, that are rabbis. A lot of Catholics, definitely a lot of Catholics. But it's also a great day. I think Bush then, as of Tuesday, he can spend the rest of his life going looking for his brain. You know what I mean?
He'll never find it.
They'll never find it, but he never had it to lose. But we have Obama coming in on Tuesday. We spent a couple of minutes on this particular next chapter. We have people like Colin Powell, Joe Biden, saying, We're expecting something the 21st, 22nd. We're expecting some form of terrorism. I had a feeling that that the Jews would universally or just leave Palestine. For me, Hamas has had a tremendous success. They protected their people. They lost 1,400. And they're now picking out hundreds of people, babies and you know infants and toddlers and old ladies and old grandmothers from the buildings that the Jewish IDF knocked to smithereens. But basements they're finding a lot more dead people. The numbers will probably rise. We'll probably get up to about 2,000, Daryl, if we ever get the right.
Maybe even closer to 3,000 or 4,000 in my view.
And we have our savior here. Abomination is going to save us, and I think people want to be up from the minute he gets inaugurated, that if he goes against the Jews, if he goes against the international Jewish bankers and the lobbyists in Washington, they'll get rid of him.
He will not do that. He owes everything to them. He is in their pocket. He is a puppet. You can see Rahm Emanuel's arm up his behind and moving his lips. The guy is never going to go up against the people he believes in. This guy's a Zionist communist, and he's absolutely there to do evil. And wait until the people finally realize that he's there for that. They're not going to have the time to restructure their thinking. It's going to come down on them like one of the buildings in Gaza came down on some of these people when Obama finally shows his true colors. This guy is a criminal, and he's going to met out terrible, terrible suffering to the American public. Well, and that I can promise them.
That is, this guy for me is we're into uncharted waters here, Daryl. We have the capitalist system, Daryl, that is bankrupt. I had a client in during the week, an English guy in his 60s, been in the banking, awfully, awfully nice, you know, City of London, you know, very nice client. I've had him for many, many years. And what he said to me was, he said, if the people figured it out, and I said, what was that? He said, you know, the banks were not capable of managing their own risk. Why do we think that they could manage the risk of the people? So we have capitalism, Daryl, which has fallen. It's gone. It doesn't exist. It was another Jewish invention, like communism.
It never did exist because the concept of capitalism under the textbook example of it is, you know, free moving monies coming from individuals out there finding good ideas to support economically, and then giving those people an opportunity to build that good idea and then sell it into the marketplace, providing a service and a good that is needed in society. But that's not what we've got, and we never have had pure capitalism. We've never had a good capitalist system. It's always been a manipulated, criminally based organizational lie, and that's exactly what we've got and what we've had. And you only have to go as far as look at the stock market's manipulation or the gold market's manipulation to understand that we don't trade legitimately in this world, and have never traded legitimately ever.
Absolutely. We see there's another. We have another little. Daryl, I must be cynical, but I was reading on Google News today. Another crooks running one of these investment funds has absconded with $350 million. His name was Arthur Nadel, and I just said, no, he can't be another chosen person. He's not another one looking. Yes, yet again, we have. The cracks in the financial system, as far as I'm concerned, Daryl, you've been talking about them for the last year with Mohammed Rafiq. I've been doing it for the last 6 months.
Actually, 2 years, Noel, I've been talking about it.
Yeah, well, Daryl, you put out so much information there, it's hard to keep up with you. Go to IamTheWitness.com and you have about 1,000 free hours of audio. Do some. Some people are lazy, don't read books. I'm not a great book reader, Daryl. I read two or three pages. I have a lot of information out there. I do print an odd e-book, and I will print to take it with me on holidays and when I'm away from the computer. But the computer for me, and the audio particularly for me, is a vital asset for me in part of my research. I've been telling people, download, you know, you see something interesting on YouTube, there are softwares out there that I use, Orbit Downloader, download it to your local disk. And what I've been doing, Daryl, recently is converting these FM